Simply Done, the podcast network.
Now, what happened before the show?
Okay, Mole.
Well, is this a show now? Are we in the show?
Mole pulled in behind me in his Ford LTD Lincoln Continental, big car.
Grand Victoria.
I got a little Toyota Corolla.
Yeah.
Okay. He pulls in. He's about. This is Mole's car. This is my car. He's this far apart.
Both of our cars are bigger than that. Well, why are you going? This is your car.
Because you're this close to my car. Well,
that's not what you said.
No, that isn't what you said. You said both your cars, and you went like this, and I was thinking.
Meaning
is this, a toy
this is
car?
The,
what is
this?
It?
Is the bumper of mine, and this is the front bumper of his. And these are about 6 inches apart, and I don't like when he gets that close.
Why?
And that's why I threatened him.
You threatened him?
Yeah, I did. I threatened
him. Why would
you
threaten him? Can I tell you how stupid that is, Mole? Don't listen to this for a second.
All right, I'll hang out with Ross back here. Hey, dude.
He could kill you. Do you remember his little pinch that he can do?
Yeah.
Mole.
What?
Do you remember that pinch you do?
What is that thing called?
The thing that when you can pinch somebody and they just go out.
Oh, my God, that's right. I did that years ago.
What is that thing called?
Oh, it was that kind of some death pinch.
Yeah.
What's his face? That thing. Oh, it's from, that guy taught it to me. Oh, and I couldn't tell anyone how I learned it. Oh. It went like.
No, don't move!
It goes like.
No!
Ding. Come on.
Mole, why are you an asshole?
What did I do?
What do you mean, what did you do? Are you awake? Wake up. Come on up.
What happened?
You okay?
Dan! We hit a bump or something.
His name is Don.
Listen, can I tell you something that everybody will like, the Scaremaster?
What?
It's this song right here.
Coming to you pre-recorded from the Fantastics van, driving around Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, everybody. I'm your old pal, Don.
I'm Mole.
I'm Scary Perry.
Say it louder.
I'm Scary Perry.
Together, we are the Big Three. Now, today's show, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be driving around in a van around Los Angeles, and we're going to be doing the whole podcast from the van. It's kind of exciting, isn't it, Mole?
Yeah.
Why are we doing this show from the van?
Because we're experimenting.
Okay.
This isn't fun?
Okay.
See, you usually are a lot farther. Now I can actually touch you.
Well, yeah, now you can hit me and beat me up. And
oh, my God. We can do mole play in a van. In a van. I know I'm jumping ahead a little bit.
In your mole play, you're thinking about it being from a van?
Could be. Could be seen from Chevy van.
This is not
the song Chevy van?
It's a movie, I think.
This is a GMC van, not a Chevy.
Yeah, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, true. It's all made by the same company.
Exactly. Exactly. Same elves make all cars, you know. Like a picture, she was hanging there.
Well, we've got a lot of stuff going on today's show. Hopefully you're still tagging us. It ain't quitting. That's becoming a hashtag that I think is becoming pretty big.
Cool.
What do you think, Scaremaster?
I'm surprised that it ain't quitting is turning into something huge, and it was just something off the wall that I just said one day.
Yeah.
And it's like they used it as an answer on Wheel of Fortune. It's all over the internet like fucking wildfire.
If I could like only the make, song Wildfire?
If I could only make some money on this fucking thing.
He comes
from Yellow Mountain. That sounds like someone going to pee. It's like, what are you doing, dude, coming down from Yellow Mountain?
Do you get what that means?
Yeah.
Yellow Mountain like piss, because piss is yellow.
Mm-hmm.
In a pony she named Wildfire.
There we go.
And I need to take a shit.
You really got to make a boom?
Yep.
Why?
I'm not answering that.
Why not? Is it personal?
Well, it's called bodily functions happen.
Well, I don't know, man. Usually you're just very right. Oh, this is the time of day when you're hanging out in the Denny's men's room.
Oh, God.
True?
No, you
true.
Flake.
Okay, then what
when
time?
When do you do
then
that?
What time?
Do you do it closer to evening?
Crap time? I either... there's like... it varies on when I use the restroom. I use the restroom like one, two, or three times before I jump in the shower in the morning.
Wait a minute. One, two, or three times?
In the morning.
You take a crap three times before
sometimes. Shit after I ate breakfast. Sometimes I shit after I ate lunch.
This is like a kid's book.
So in about a four-hour period, you're taking five craps.
Possibly.
You know what? You know what other animal does that?
What?
What do you think?
What?
Only one animal that...
Chavajo gypsy?
No, there's an animal that poops all the time.
What?
Dogs.
Shut
up!
It's true. Dogs poop all the time.
Well, yeah, but... Oh, fuck.
And...
Now I'm a dog.
No.
Go fuck yourself. You're
a dog, but you have a lot of dog-like habits.
Well, anyway.
Asshole.
And listen, that's to you. That's your compliment.
I am.
You say you are dog-like. That's how religious you become.
It's not that...
Look. You strive to be more dog-like.
God-like. Not dog-like.
Last week's show kind of blew up because I got 100 emails talking about the ownership of the names the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection and the Pure Rock Comedy Resurrection, and what am I going to do with it? Well, I do have the rights, which is kind of cool, but that's the name of your show, or the show that you want to do.
That's the name of my show since 96.
Yeah.
But you
didn't register it.
I did register it once.
And then you lost it.
Well, I wouldn't call it lost.
You re-registered
it. I have it now.
You re-registered it every single year, right?
Right.
No, I didn't.
And you never let a year lapse.
I didn't re-register it.
Okay, well then what you got nothing
to
complain about.
So now, Huey Craig III stepped in and gave it to me as a gift. Now, I don't know what to do with it. I'm sure something can be worked out. Because I'd like to get, on our podcast network, I'd like to get the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection going. Okay. But I wasn't thinking of myself emceeing. I was thinking of you being the
host. Thank you.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question?
Sure. Before you ask, Mole, we're talking about the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
But this is pretty important, too, dude.
First,
let him say it. Come on, give him a chance. What were you going to say, Mole?
Where are we on our dance move for Quincy?
I haven't rehearsed it at
all.
Okay,
well, can I just give you one of these? Look, listen, let's concentrate.
It's got nothing to do with it. It's got nothing to do.
Can we please prioritize?
No, yeah, it's called fuck that. But we're talking about the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. First.
But first, let's get to the dance stuff. Just let me see the dance stuff. What are you talking?
Got a splitting headache.
You do? Why? From what?
Moving.
What'd you do? Oh, you had a moving party?
I'm moving. No fucking party. There's no party when you move.
How do you know?
We'll come over for a moving party.
No, you're not coming over to my fucking house.
Are you moving?
Duh.
But I don't know that.
Well, why aren't we having a moving party?
Because there's nobody allowed at my fucking piece of shit building.
When are you moving?
I've been moving.
Why are you moving?
Because of the flood.
What? I didn't know about that.
There was a flood in the complex.
So your
place
is
on one
side
destroyed? And then the other side.
Perry, I thought you weren't going to say anything about that.
What, about moving? Well, I'm not
What's
saying...
your new address?
There is no address. There's
clearly an address.
Don't push it.
Not yet.
Okay, so here we go. It goes like this, Scare Master. Look. Look. We're going to be going like this. We go like this. Look. It goes one, one, two. One, one, two. One, one, two. And we spin. Then we come back. And we go one, one, two. One, one, two. Okay, so we do one, one, two, three times. Then we spin. Then we do it one more time. You got it?
Okay, here we go. Let's try it. One. One, two.
That's one.
One. One, two.
One, two.
One, one, two.
And we spin.
One. Okay. One, two. One. One, two. One. One, two.
And we spin.
And you know what we should do? And then, like, hit like another member in the testicles.
Hey!
No.
You don't like that?
No. We don't testicle hit. We're better than that. That's for those lame.
What the fuck was that all about?
What are you doing?
Hitting you in the testicles.
We're not dancing now.
You're hitting me in the testicles.
Yeah, but I was trying to dance.
Hey guys, I gotta tell you something. This is like old. This is like we're on.
Maybe I'll keep the fucking Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection for myself.
This is like we're on tour. Like we're a rock band on tour, hitting the road.
Well, don't fuck with me, dude.
When you're out there on the highway and you're east of Omaha,
you can see
something
new is in the
stop and drink at a bar, and everyone's like, look how long your hair is.
And
Remembering what she said tonight.
There we go. Hit it, Scaremaster.
You're right. I'm trying to hold myself so I don't.
On the road again. Here I am.
Are you alright?
Up on the stage.
You want a coffee?
Here I go. What?
Oh my god.
What did you ask?
Just let's get to the studio. He says, I go, do I want a coffee? That'll really make me shit. Fucking idiot.
Anyway, so anything you want
to
make?
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to apologize for trying to be a good
No, guy. You're not going to apologize. Tough shit. Well, here, then take your fucking gorilla
put
shit.
Put that stuff down.
You take that down. David. So let me ask you this. Before we go on, because I think it's about time we do our $10 shout-out. Is there anything else you want to say on the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection?
About, I'd like to find out when the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
Well, I'm talking about the name because I do own it. Well, are you going to change it or do you want to keep
it? There's no changing of the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection because owning it is not going to be owning it very soon.
How's that?
Because it's actually my company.
But how can you do that? I own the
rights. What do you mean? We'll see about that.
Well, okay, we will see about
that. We'll see about that.
Now, all right, hey, you know what? While we're in the van and while we're driving around town...
Because I was the original... I started
okay,
it.
Okay, well, you know what? Sometimes
I have all the videos
legally,
for it.
Huey Craig III got the
legally,
name,
Huey Craig
III.
And
gave it to me, period. Don't yell at me or I swear to God I'll make it impossible for you to have that name. You want to play? I'll play. Because right now it's time that we get away from the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. It's time once again for a little thing we like to call the $10
shout-out. $10
shout-out!
Can I make one last comment, please?
About
you started $10 shout-out. You
can't do that in the
shut up! You shut up!
You shut up. We're in the middle of a $10 shout-out.
I need to know when we're going to start the show.
Okay, we're in the middle of the $10 shout-out.
We just started
the $10
shout-out.
We are in the middle. Okay, but I already said it's a $10 shout-out. All right, Perry, we'll do it after the...
Okay.
First thing after the $10 shout-out. Now, if you've never heard the show before, the $10 shout-out is where you, the listener at home, you get a chance to tell us what's on your mind. If you want to make a comment about what Perry's been up to, or you can send $10 to us. That's no checks, no money orders. That's straight cash home, and you send that $10 to $10 shout-out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard. Number 153, that's Hollywood, California, 90046.
You have to pull all the way in, I'm sorry.
Now this guy, this is really tough because this guy sent a present and he thinks that in lieu of sending $10, he's just gonna give this.
Stay buckled up, please. We're getting out of here.
So Theodore, here's a blanket and this is for a Javajo. Do you want this? Or can I give it to Mary Jane?
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, you got yourself a blanket. Where are you going, Mo?
I was getting out so Ross could get out to do the cameras.
Okay, you got to get out, Ross? Anyway, so Theodore Petticoat IV, thank you for the blanket, but officially, because you didn't send $10, we can't give you a shout-out. I'm sorry about that.
You want another shout-out that didn't give me $10? That was in there like that?
Can I pause for 1 second, and can I just get back into my spot?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, no problem.
Let's get to the studio, please.
Sorry, man.
Because you're not going to get a drink, are you?
No, excuse me.
What?
Leave him alone!
Oh, my God. Hold on.
God, what an
are you
asshole.
All right? Dude, I'm sorry.
You got to get to the studio.
What a fucking asshole.
Well, I did not mean to. Here, go back. Just lay down. You got to get your blood flowing. You got to get your blood flowing. He's got to lay down so the blood gets to his brain. Oh my God, dude, I'm so sorry. I grabbed him.
You're an asshole!
I didn't mean to do that, Scaremaster. That was a total accident for one thing.
Help me back.
Okay? Total accident.
Shit. You alright?
Okay, try to pull him back.
For another thing. Mexico, here we go!
What are you doing, man?
Yeah! Mexico! Mexico, here we go!
No, we're not going to Mexico.
Go.
Get him away.
Buckle up for safety, dude. We are going to Mexico.
Yes. Mo, we got to get to the podcast studio. What are you doing?
What do you mean?
All right, Mo.
What am I on? Is this Mexico Road?
No, this isn't. All right, Mo, listen to me.
I'm not going to grab you. You've got to listen to me.
I'm on the freeway.
I know you are. Okay. Well, please. Please, please, please
He's
listen
on the
to
10
me.
E, 10 West.
Are you okay? Does he need water or something?
What the fuck is Mole?
What happened?
Mole, you can't do that.
Whoa, look out for that guy. Whoa, whoa. Sorry.
Give the death grip. Whoa. Oh, Mole, don't. Please. Get off the road. There's a car right next to us. Mole, please
hey, whoa,
be careful.
Whoa. Look at that guy. Hey, buddy.
Be careful, Mole.
Hey, let's Ben Hur this dude.
Don't Ben Hur anything.
Oh, we got to Ben Hur someone. Look how big this thing is.
Oh, shit. Mole, okay, you've got to listen to me. You have to get off
the freeway.
Raise
the microphone. Let's yell at people.
No, I've got the mic back here. We're not going to yell at people.
You may want to warn him.
Are we going
Well,
right
look
way?
At how misty it is. It's like a Zeppelin tune outside.
Going west.
Okay, Mole, you have to listen to us. We have to get to the VPA.
Well, then you got to exit the Venice off ramp.
I'm only listening to
Washington.
My internal GPS.
Okay, we got to continue on with the $10 shout-outs. Perry, what is this that you have right here?
This was an envelope mailed to me.
Yeah?
With nothing in it, just a little sticky.
You opened it, though.
Yeah, I opened it. It's because it's a $10.
What's in here?
And then there's some Gorilla crap. I didn't open that.
What did you get, Dan?
I did not open that Ziploc
this
bag.
This is Gorilla shit.
Open it, Scare Master.
Fuck no. I didn't open that bag and will never Jesus. Open that bag.
It's poop?
Yeah.
Hey.
No, until
whoa, a flattering okay. angle this guy made.
And not only did he not open the bag, but he also stole the $10 shout-out.
How do you know I stole
this
the
camera?
$10?
Because it's not in there.
Yeah. There was no $10 in there to begin with.
Okay, you hold the crap.
Hey, Scare Master! Check this out.
Look at the road! Look at the road!
Look at where you're driving, asshole!
I can't see anything. I can go on the right here. I'm on this guy.
Okay, Mole, we gotta kind of keep it down. I gotta read some of these $10 shout-outs. Okay, this first one, to be read by Don Barris. Dear Big Three, when I asked for donations to send Perry to the Rolling Hills Pray the Gay Away camp, I grossly overestimated the generosity of the Big Three podcast listeners. However, each year we host our annual Man-a-Man
Get
Oil
Get over to the right.
Shut
man.
Up!
I can't see over there. Look out, Vince.
Sorry, Mole.
I can't see out the window. Vince is everywhere. I can't
Vince,
see.
Vince, back up. Back up so he can see. Let me see. Where was I? We host our annual Man-a-Man Oil Wrestling Competition and hold a silent auction to sponsor. How?
Is this the right way?
Correct.
North or south? North or south?
Stay here. Stay
south.
Here.
South, north.
Stay here.
Which one? Go this way. Go to the veer to the right.
South.
Veer to the
Stay
right.
To the right.
Veer to the
God.
Right.
All right,
let me pick this up.
We're going to Mexico. We're going to Mexico.
After the VPN show. We host our annual Man-on-Man Oil Wrestling Competition and hold a silent auction to sponsor.
I don't give
sponsor.
A shit because it's not going to happen.
Shut up!
Vince, I can't see! I
okay,
can't see!
Okay, watch it. Watch it. Okay.
Well, look at this way up
Mole, pay attention to the road.
I can fly
Stay
up in the sky.
Stay in your
pay attention
lane,
to the road.
Asshole.
All right, I got to read this $10 shout-out. Everybody shut the fuck up. And hold a silent auction to sponsor low-income homosexuals like Perry, who are interested in finding the light of Christ.
Whoa!
This year, our church auctioned off a Leeds mattress and made enough money to send Perry on an all-expense-paid trip to Rolling Hills Pray the Gay Away Camp in beautiful Hawaii
All
Gardens,
right.
California. California.
Tough shit, because I'm not going.
Our facility has a 3% success rate and specializes in severe cases like Perry. We understand that homosexuality is a deeply ingrained in Perry's Italian Navajo heritage, and this will be the most difficult thing that he has ever done.
Shut up.
It will be especially difficult because due to our no pets policy...
Stay in this lane, because you're exiting right here.
Here?
No. Stay in the lane. Stay.
Okay, then...
But when you ride on the bumper, you listen, it gets up, like, listen, it sounds like Pink Floyd.
Okay, let me finish this one. He will have to leave the Navajo High Priest prayer dog at home. Do not worry, our professional all-male staff will be there for Perry throughout his entire 12-step process. Perry, the first step is being straight, is admitting that you are gay. However, you must
never,
not start the journey
I'm
until...
I'm not at all gay.
Well, wait a
I'll
minute.
Never admit
Perry,
any
Perry,
fucking
in all
lie.
Fairness, in all fairness...
Whoa, so is it?
Oh, come on! Mole,
Next
Mole!
Next off-ramp, asshole!
Okay, let me just finish this.
God damn!
However, you must not start the journey until you arrive at our facility under the supervision of our all-male staff.
It'll never happen.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, I do.
You don't know.
I fucking
you
do.
You don't know.
I shut the
fuck up. You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know shit. You don't know shit.
Do I get up there? Do I get up there?
Yes.
Get off
here. Exit
here.
Now.
Get off here. All right, let me finish this.
God damn.
Sorry for using profanity.
Let me just come here and get this done. So if you want to come to Rolling Hills and receive treatment, all you have to do is say, I'm not gay, and we'll make all the arrangements.
Pastor which way? Which way?
Raul left. Rodriguez.
Right or left?
Left.
Where's your pick? Is there a, I want to get this.
I'm never a faggot, never will
Here's
be a faggot.
Here's a picture of...
I'm not...
Which way? Which way?
Right.
Which way? Which way?
Yep. Right.
All right. Mole, you got to be a little cool. Is he awake?
That was... Really?
All right, Mo, you got to be careful.
I feel really partially responsible for
behind
that whole mess.
Behind me.
Yeah, just straight ahead, yeah.
That's why I'm driving. That's why I'm going to drive and get everybody to Mexico safe
right
and sound.
Here, let me just get this. This is the pastor. Yeah.
Can I go straight on red?
No, no, not straight.
Can I go straight on red
not
here?
Not straight, not
I'm
straight.
I'm going for it.
Okay, Perry, read this. Come on.
Atlanta's number one celebrity, Southwest Steve, of the Regular Guys show, is getting... married soon. He is 48 and his fiance is 25. He's also known for making sweet love to 419 people, something Perry can relate to. Perry also had a long-lasting happy marriage, so I have 2.5 years. So I have to ask the king of Friday night comedy for marriage advice for Steve. He ignores advice from his best pal Larry WACHS. So hopefully, I need light. Hopefully, you can set him straight. Thanks, Robert. Toots Willie.
Where do I go here? Straight. You guys want to go to Dear John's restaurant?
No.
It's Robert Tootwiller.
Tootwiller.
Tootwiller. Okay, nice. Where are you going, Mole? Do you have any idea?
I don't know, man, but this is a bad area.
Yeah, I know. Can you read any of these or no? Do you want to try reading?
Mole's driving. Mole is driving.
It's a red light. Quick, quick.
Let me give you a shout out here.
He doesn't read
shit. I read.
Okay, this is kind of important that you get. We got to get these $10 shots. All right, here's one.
Dear Mole, I'm not sure why, but ever since the live VPN podcast on March 25th, I've had trouble understanding you. Could you please move your mouth 4 to 6 inches close to the microphone so that we can hear you better? Thanks again. Your pal, Prince Vince. Vince!
Vince. Jacuse. Is that you?
No, it's not.
P.S. Vince, is that you?
I'd like to enclose $10 to go to the soundman, Vince, to cover any overtime.
What?
He looks... Whoa, look out! I'm trying to read a letter and drive! I'm sorry. This guy almost hit me.
Well, actually, you almost hit him. Well,
cover any... overtime pay while he looks, into this issue. That parked car almost hit me, dude.
Well, actually, again, Moles, you're not paying attention. Okay. All right, all right, here's another one.
Oh, can we go cruising?
Dear Big Three, I want to allow Perry the opportunity to officially deny that he is gay or a homosexual. I have provided a declaration of sexual orientation. This is a legal document which may be recognized
in court
of law or by prospective employers. Two copies are enclosed, one for safekeeping and the other may be framed. Please have Perry review the statement and sign his name at his discretion. Thank you, your number one fan, Ryan. And then on here it says, declaration of sexual orientation. You're making it kind of a rocky trip going from lane to lane. I, Perry F. Caravello.
Which way do I go? Sorry, go ahead.
I, Perry F. Caravello, am not gay. I am not a faggot. I've never blew Randy Callahan. I only jerked him off and he blew me. I did this because I was in trouble. I have not jerked off another man or blown anyone. I have never fingered a guy's asshole, nor do I want to. I have not defecated on a man's chest, nor had a man defecate on my chest. I do not fantasize about men peeing in my mouth or peeing on my body. Let the matter of my sexual orientation be put to rest forever and come to question again. I hereby affirm that I am 100% heterosexual. Well, there you go. Finally, somebody says something right. Why don't you sign this?
Dear Master, congrats, bud. A lot of that stuff on there you don't really like that much.
Why don't you sign that?
Where do we go now? I just want to
just drive.
Drive.
Don't get mad. Don't get mad.
Damn.
Just sign that real quick, please, Perry.
Liquor store.
You know what? Maybe
I gotta get into the studio and take a shit. Well, okay.
What time was the show on, Dan?
Well, we can't get in there because they have another show. We can't get there till 6.
Okay. Here. So what do you want to do right now?
Just cruise, I guess.
Okie doke.
All right.
To a gas station that has an...
Oh! Not down a side street mall.
Scare Master, we can go to a house. Somebody's
house. Let's go. All right, Perry. You disgust me.
Here's another $10 shout out. Perry, let Perry read this.
Dear Big Three, my brother and I are huge fans of the podcast. So you can imagine how upset we were to see the recent internet rumors regarding Don Barris leaving the Big Three to host Late Night with Don Barris.
That's not exactly true.
Okay. I'm sorry, Don, but we cannot let that happen. In an act of sabotage, my brother and I have been spreading a vicious rumor about Don all over the internet. The rumor was designed to be so reprehensible and disgusting that no one will ever want to work with Don again. We didn't do this to hurt Don. We did this to save the Big Three. The rumor spreading is that Don blew a casting agent while the casting agent jerked him off.
Bullshit.
Okay, up to this point, Don's reputation as a Hollywood playboy has been untarnished, so this embarrassment will only follow him for 20 to 30 years, like it has me. But even when the initial humiliation is passed, Don will only be able to get humiliating extra work or work as a pathetic auto detailer.
What does that mean to you, exactly?
Because it's my old business.
Oh, so what they're doing is they're basically mocking you.
Yeah, they're mocking me.
Mole, can you read another one?
Sure, I'm going through a suburban neighborhood.
Be careful when you're driving here. There
could be kids. A lot of kids live by a park right now, and it's really tiny letters.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Okay, be careful. That's all I'm saying.
I first off would like to say that I've been a loyal fan of the Big Three for over 10 years. I'm going to gun it and do this. I've been following Perry Ganimal's career.
Gotta stop ever since, right in front of you.
Ever since that I saw Windy City Heat. It saddens me to say I'm not writing you as a diehard fan, but I'm writing to you as a disappointed fan. I don't think there are many fans that were as loyal as me, and this letter that I am writing is my last effort to support the podcast. Over the years, I've written over 15 different $10 shout-outs, which you never read on here. My letters expressed how much I admired the Big Three, and how you guys have helped me out during my many difficult times in my life. I wrote heartfelt $10 shout-outs to Perry, sharing my sympathy during Cookie's medical deployment, donated when Moe lost his home to a fire, and when Dan was involved in an auto wreck, but none of my letters was ever read during the podcast. It started to become a sin when my support was going unacknowledged, and I realized I was making a big mistake. I apparently scribbled down an address that I heard during the podcast and was mailing my $10 shout out to the Kara Dan Varney, 7722 Receipt of Boulevard.
What?
Receipt of Boulevard.
Boulevard 102. I didn't realize the mistake until recently that my $10 shout out should have been sent to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood, California, 90046. All I ask is for better to
77 what?
All I ask is for Perry to read this letter on the air along with the 15 other letters.
Oh, well, you know what? Ended up reading it while behind the wheel. 7751.
Along with the 15 other letters I sent to Rosita. I also asked Perry to split the $150.
What?
Three ways and give Mole the $1,100 that was collected from my community's ski run when he lost his home to a fire. Thank you and God bless you all, Brian S. Wolf. Nice, Brian. They did a ski thing.
Where's the
for
money?
For me, for the fire.
He said he sent it to
I don't know.
York.
Where's the money, Skier Master?
Why would he lie?
There's no money.
Why
wouldn't he lie?
Because he seems like a nice guy. It seems like he's been a big fan. And then you steal the money?
We'll
nothing. We'll talk about that. Here's another $10 shout out.
God. I'm done with this show if everybody's...
Shut up!
Everybody's gonna
bullshit. You're gonna quit again?
Oh, sorry, Dan. Where's the money, Scare Master?
What money?
The money you stole. All right, let me read this next letter.
Where's the money?
Let me read this
the
next letter.
The money your mom gave you for singing lessons.
That's funny. To be read by Don. Dear Perry, my name is Chris, and I'd like to applaud you for having your own American-made skateboard company. As a fellow skateboarder, I understand how much effort and hard work it must take to create and manage your own skateboard company, and it really bugs the shit out of me when Don and Mole repeatedly interrupt your skateboard commercials. Oh, that says to be read by me, but he's talking to you. Okay. I guess that's why it says Dear Perry. All right, so he's talking to you. I'm sorry. Interrupt your skateboard commercials. Just like you, Perry, I like American-made products, big-titted women, local rock and roll bands, and I hate wannabe faggot punks like Terrifying Tim who can't skate. Why is he talking about a dead American hero like that?
Exactly.
And they think they can get away with stealing your image. Because we have so much in common, I'd like to ask if you could be the first to endorse member of your Gary Perry skate team. To prove my dedication to you, I have invented three new skate tricks that have all been inspired by the Scaremaster himself. Do you want to hear what they are? The first trick is called the Perry Hand Grab. This is where I lube up my hand, grab hold of some dude's meaty popsicle stick, then ride around the dude on a skateboard until I feel the warmth of his man spew all over my hand. The second trick is called the Javajo Grind. This is where I ride a skateboard on all fours like a dog, grind on residential curbs in front of people's houses, then stop momentarily to knock off people's doors at 6 a.m., hand out some Javajo comic books, then ask them for money. The third and final trick is called the fake disability. Oh, it's the fakey disability. This is where I hide behind a parked car and a skateboard, wait for the car to pull out, then pretend to get hit by the car. Afterwards, I post some fake pictures of a total car on the internet.
Fake pictures of a total car on the internet.
Bar, is that what you did?
Go fuck yourself.
I'm not. This is what he's saying, not me. Then I wear a fake neck brace for 6 months, then wait for my disability checks to clear. In fact, the last time I attempted this trick, I was at a skate park trying to impress this girl, and I accidentally broke my neck for real. Luckily, I'm now endorsed by Scary Perry Skateboards.
Hey, there's a bunch. I'm sorry.
And I should have no problems getting the medical expenses for the checks.
Yeah, sure.
I will now be receiving from Perry. Thanks again, Perry, for being the true skateboard legend that you are. Sincerely, Chris F. 1 second. P.S. Perry, please note that my endorsement fee is $5,000 per week, plus 20 free skateboards and a crate full of Scary Perry t-shirts. If I don't receive that upon this week, I'll be forced to come down to claim my payments. Thank you. I don't know
come
if that's...
Come over the fuck you want
I don't know
to,
if that's
because a, I don't live there anymore.
Well, that's right. You moved. So we can say 772
no,
to
No, you can't.
Well, if you don't...
I'm still there until I get completely out of there.
All right, well, you let us know when that happens. Scaremaster, another one for you to read. Here's one for you to read.
People on bikes, people on bikes, people on bikes, people on bikes.
Slow down.
Don't worry, we're safety first. Safety first when riding a bike or in the Fantastics van.
Howdy, Big Three.
Oh, I want to make a left here.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name's... Hawkins, John Sumther Hawkins. I've been driving back and forth our beautiful country for well longer than these old bones care to remember. Anywho, you three boys have been keeping me company on the road now ever since you've started up at the A Studios. Having driving the long hours and endless days cross country for all these years, a man tends to gather some stories, and your young Scaremaster certainly stars in his fair, F-A-I-R, share as a token of my gratitude for the hard work you boys have put in.
Wait. You guys
put in.
I'm
gonna take the time and share one of these stories with you and the listeners. It was a beautiful Sunday morning, a Sunday like any other really. Really, our country was just covering from what happened to Jack Kennedy, and people were starting to get used to the idea of having LBJ sitting in the big seat, as the story goes. young Scaremaster went to a bagel store to get his usual toasted everything. No cream cheese, no butter. After Perry got his bagel and sat down to enjoy it, he started up conversation with another young man just sitting there and enjoying his Sunday coffee, newspaper. So, what's your favorite bagel? Perry said to the young man, Poppy. Sorry, only have plain. Perry said with a coy smirk on his face. From that point on, Perry's dropped his paints to reveal a plain bagel hooked around his fuck off. Hooked around his pecker.
Tell him to fuck off.
This is John Hawkins.
Oh.
To eat my bagel that's around my fucking pecker. Perry grabbed the young man.
He wants to do what?
Well, he's making it look like I'm gay. That I keep a bagel around my
pecker. Why do people do that?
They're assholes.
Perry's not mole. Why does he do? Why do these people do that?
Maybe they're wishful thinking. Dudes want Perry to be into it.
Everybody wants me to be a faggot. It's bullshit.
That's an interesting outlook. Man, that could very well be.
It's bullshit, and it's never going to happen.
And it's never.
Young man finished sucking down Perry, and he was never the same after. Allegedly took his life in the summer of 75. Yeah, I wasn't even old enough in 75 to think of these fucking gay ass shit.
Okay, but just
enjoy, boys. You keep doing the Lord's work. Yeah, this is not the Lord's work, that's for sure. Take care of yourself. Maybe I'll see you out here on the road. John
Hawkins. What's it say?
Your friend John Hawkins.
Okay,
remember the guy that had the semi truck over at
yes,
Ace Broadcasting?
Yes, I do.
Is that John Hawkins?
No, Queen of the Road you're talking about. The guy that helped us with Queen of the Road. Why don't you read this next one, Mole?
Hey, Big Three, please have Mo read. No bad words. All right. Ever since Dominic Monaghan made that comment about the Javajos being a gay religion on the last VPN show, I took it upon myself to investigate this claim. Initially, I wanted to defend the Scaremaster, but after hearing the testimonies of several male Javajos, I have regrettably come to learn otherwise. Like the dogs they worship, gay Javajo men are trained to say they are, quote, happy gay instead of, quote, homosexual gay. This is, of course, an attempt to mask their homosexuality to the general public. From what I've researched, Java homos, as they prefer to be called, are required to only express their homosexual urges in fast food restaurant bathrooms, or when they feel that their homosexual acts will benefit them personally or financially. This makes perfect sense since Perry frequents the Denny's bathroom near his apartment on Reseda Boulevard, makes love to transgendered men like Sheba for free meals, seduces casting agents like Randy C for SAG vouchers and bit parts in Christina Applegate films, and traffics child pornography that features little boys with huge penises. From this evidence, it's clear to see that it's clear to see that Dominic was right about the Javajos being a gay religion, that Perry is himself a Java homo. Now, hold on, Scaremaster. He continues. Also, Perry has mentioned in the past that at an early age, his parents divorced due to his mother's initiation into the Javajo religion.
It's could not.
Could it be that Perry's mother noticed that her son's homosexual tendencies and converted to the Javajos as a safe haven from Perry's homosexuality? Could it also be that Cookie Caramel, a longtime fighter in the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, disapproved of his wife's decision, knowing that his son would be happier being openly gay as opposed to masking his homosexuality with the barbaric religion?
Oh my God, you fucking queers!
Could this
be fucking sick, psychotic, homosexual fucking queers?
Buddy.
First off, the name of the religion is...
Shut
up!
No, let him finish the $10 shot.
Could this be the real reason why Perry's parents divorced? So many questions left to be answered. Much love for Gan, Mole, Perry, Mary Jane, and even Vince. Zach from Chino, dog bless. P.S. I've also learned the Javajos will advise their gay members to wear a fanny pack to hide their rather sizable erections when in close contact with one or more men they feel a strong sexual attraction towards. Scaremaster, that's very flattering.
That really is.
Whatever.
Well, let me get this one. Dear Don, recently my brother and I challenged you to a wager, Kansas University versus Michigan. Oh, in the NCAA championships. Sorry we took so long to pay, but know this. A standifer always pays his debt. So included in this letter is $20 a piece that we owe you. We also donated $1,200 to Simply Downstown. Now, that's no longer around. We regret challenging you in public since you have a long track record of being a winner. You constantly win bets against Mole, Perry, and JQA. You're the ultimate professional, ladies' man, and comic genius. You've made Windy City Heat, the Big Three Podcast, and a VPN show a success. Before you came along, the world-famous Comedy Store was known as the Comedy Store. Oh, wow. And you were the backbone of Jimmy Kimmel Live. I think he may argue with that. You've had sex with Hollywood starlets, models, and a guest of the podcast. In fact, if you didn't associate with Perry, you'd have a flawless record. We also agree with Perry. You have beautiful blue eyes. And if your cock is as big as Perry states, it's larger than ours combined. We measured. Consider us humbled. The Standifer brothers, Jeff and Dan. That was nice.
You know
nice
what?
One. Really nice. Here, Perry.
I am not interested in the size dick you have.
More? Then why'd you tell these Standifer
brothers? I didn't
brothers?
Say anything. Because they remember one fucking show that we...
What?
We, oh, Christ. This is supposed to be for you to read.
Who?
Please have Don read.
Well, you read it. Well, I can't read. I just
Don,
read
this is Perry Caravello writing to you.
Hey, let me read it.
And please
hold
be
on,
clear.
Hold on, hold on. Hold on.
This is Caravello.
Let him read it.
No, I'm going to read it.
No, let me read it. If you wrote this, let him read it.
I did not write any of it.
You do the voice the best.
I did not write it.
All right, then I'll try.
Don, this is Perry Caravello writing you. And please be clear, it's Caravello. That's C-R as in car, A-V as in Victor, E-double-O. I decided to write to tell you...
gonna be too long.
To tell you two things I'm nervous to tell you in person. Yes, I'm the king of Fright Night comedy. And sometimes it's too embarrassing to bring things up in face in front of you.
I'm gonna read it in my regular voice. Don, I hate it when you call me a slimy Javajo gypsy. I play along by yelling and screaming on the podcast, but I want you to know that it hurts me deeply. I am proud of my Italian heritage and of my religion. Hearing those hateful words come out of your beautiful lips makes me want to cry every time. Don, please be gentle with me. Oh, thanks, buddy. I didn't know it made you feel that bad. Let me read on. 2. I'll just get right to the point. I love you, Don. To be clear, I don't love you like a brother. I mean, I want to be your lover. I've flirted with you, played with your nipples during mole play, but if you've never... had the courage to tell you how I feel in the 20 plus years I've known you. Every one of my made up sexcapades are really fantasies I have about you.
Oh, God almighty.
And time again, I take your huge Irish cock and penetrate my thrusting deeper and deeper
until
you feel me. I did not read this. I'll tell you who wrote it. I feel.
You ain't Craig the Third.
Until I come inside me and I let out my trademark scream.
Exactly
Don. Whatever I say, I'm not gay. It really means that you're the only man I want. Tell me that you want me too. Love always, Perry Caravello, 7722 Reseda Boulevard, apartment 102,
yeah, sure.
Reseda, California, 91335.
I didn't write that.
That is your old address. That's your
old
address.
Okay. I don't have a new place yet.
Stuff.
All right, well, that's weird. Okay, Mole, can you take...
We got a lot more?
No, we're just about done. And this also came with a package here, so...
Sweet.
All right, so if you take this, we're almost...
Hey, this says, Dear Perry, I recently attended a traditional religious Javajo meal with our local pack leader. I've sent you the pasta and beef sauce we ate. You should add some Alfredo sauce to make it more authentic to us Javajos. There was a bubble-blowing game during the meal. You gargle the white sticky sauce in your mouth for a minute, then pass the sauce mouth-to-mouth around the table, and whoever blows the biggest bubble gets the first lick of the host's bone. We don't feel our AIDS... We don't spread our AIDS because Javajos have the cleanest mouths on the planet. Feel free to practice this ritual by allowing Dan to spit in the Scare Master's mouth.
All right.
No way.
Garfield can go F himself. Do you ever host dinners at your place? Where are you living these days? We can practice Javajo traditions like PJs, paw jobs, or red rocket and anal gland licking. Oh, that's nice. Do they chop your B words off when you join the Javajos? I keep mine in my fanny pack. Please let me know if you have a favorite chew toy I can send you. That's nice. I like the big vibrating bones. I shave my tail and anus for easy insertions, PPPS. Dog bless Sparky Ray Handy J. That's really nice.
It really is nice.
Garfield can go F himself.
What is in the package?
Let's find out.
This is exciting. It's a package. And this, it's for Perry?
Oh, it's a pasta and beef sauce. It's for Javajo chili.
But it's for penis. Penis shaped.
Oh, penis pasta and beneful.
All right, here's our last $10 shout out.
Flavor.
Dear Big Three, I'm blown away
take
by...
Hold up, get a picture for the guy.
I don't want
just
it.
Take a picture.
Well, you gotta take a picture.
I don't want it.
You
I'm
want
not,
a $10
no.
shout out?
No. No. That is not me.
All right. Here's your last $10 shut-up. Dear Big Three, I am blown away by the fact that Don has announced his retirement from the Big Three at the end of the year. This cannot happen. I've dedicated my life to this project, so say it ain't so, Don. I know that Perry is a dirtbag Javajo gypsy who doesn't deserve the goodness that you give to him, but please, I'm begging you, don't go. I've hated this lying piece of shit since I first heard his voice, so don't blame me for trying to get away from him. But he's just a liar, period. I see garbage like this all the time, and he's very predictable. His fake disability scams, his trail of people that he's murdered with no mercy. He's just a racist, homophobic, misogynistic nutjob that will never change. Perry is so predictable, I can predict his future behavior.
You ain't
behavior.
Craig the Third.
I'll bet that one of his next lies will be to tell people that he has moved, using an excuse like a car ran into the wall of his apartment building or the water pipes broke underneath the apartment across the hall. Isn't that what you just said?
Yeah.
Please, Don, don't go. I don't think Perry has ever denied that he's gay either. Your loyal
Hugh A. Craig the Third.
Fan, friend, and former worker, Hugh A. Craig the Third, former editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks.
Yep. He's bugging something.
Wait a minute. Yeah. There's one more thing. Did you read this one?
Dear Dan Barney, as a fan, I've been getting sick and tired of people like Hugh A. Craig III and his baseless accusations. I thought of setting up a system for Perry to prove his loyalty to the show. I sent two $10 shout-outs, one to 7519 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. I won to Scary Perry Skateboard Company, P.O. Box at 9 Canoga Park, California, 91305. The one sent to Perry's address had two $5 bills with a post-it note reading $10 shout-outs to clearly mark those bills for the Big Thief Podcast. So, Perry, it's your chance to prove that you're not a thief or a liar. Please show Dan and Mo the $10 that was sent to your P.O. Box.
There's no money in. Who is this?
What's the guy's name?
This test of Perry Caramello's loyalty was brought to you by Damien Shadows PI, a web series that can be found on Funny or Die. Big Three, Eric Hollerback.
So that's two fucking $10 shout-outs you ripped off from us.
I didn't steal.
Not cool, dude. Cops.
All right, well, let me close out the $10 shout-out. And that was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Yeah, Hugh A. Craig III has got a bug somewhere around by my place.
Oh, your ex-place.
What do you mean, guys? What do you mean he's got a bug?
He's got a bug. He's been bugging my phones or something. Lovely. This motherfucker is a piece of shit.
I think Quincy's trying to call you guys.
Where can we put this?
Hello, gents. What's your 20?
Hey, Mr. Adams.
Hey, what's up?
I can't hear you very well.
Listen, yes, I'm out by the Swallow Pond. Where are you all?
We're driving around the van.
Ah, lovely. The video van. Cruising for chicks? Is that what's going on?
I wish we were.
Would you do me a favor? Stick your tushy out the window and moon another driver. All of you, stick your tushy out the window. I'll pretend I'm the other driver.
It's not a very good idea.
Perry,
would you do it?
No.
Stick your ass out
I'm
the window.
Scaremaster's
not going to do it.
I don't feel good.
Don't be a bunch of killjoy Kennets. Okay, I'll be brief, since briefs is what I'm wearing. How do you fellas feel about endorsing a product?
Sounds pretty cool to me.
All right,
yes.
Let me hear this. First, Mr. Barnes, let me hear you say, hello, I'm Donald Bartholomew Higginbotham Winchester Barnes, and I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine who has some problems.
I'm Don, this is my fucked up friend Perry.
He's all messed up.
All right, you shortened it, perfect. Now, let me hear Perry, you say, looking for relief? Can you do me a favor, just for a moment, and mean it? Now, looking for relief? Oh, good, you know it, good enough. Now, Perry, say this, do me a favor, say. Hello, I'm Perry Cannavelli, and as an HIV sufferer, I know how difficult it can be. That's why I use HIV Be Gone.
Fuck you!
All right, you know what, it's called acting. It's called acting.
You do acting.
All right, anyway, do think on it. I don't want to run up everyone's roaming charges, so I'll skedaddle.
Wait, how about...
No song today?
This reality bullshit is bullshit.
Do we get to a song with the van? Get to a song for the van. I'll drive around with the song.
What do we say? One for the road.
All right, I'm going to drive while he does the song.
Okay. Okay, sure. Drive. It's for the road. Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, I know this.
Everybody, Everyone knows this one.
Yep.
On the Road with Stone. I just can't wait to get on the Road with Stone. Hidden truck stops, checking out the glory holes. I can't wait to get
on the Road with Stone. Who knows one?
On the Road with Stone.
Seeing places that I've never known. Shoving things in where the sun has never shown.
I can't wait to get on the Road with Stone.
Sing.
On the Road with Stone.
Stop!
Jabba Hoop Gypsy on the Hershey Highway.
On the Road with Stone.
You know, if you guys keep making...
He's the guy who knows the back roads and the byways. And all the guyways.
Yeah.
On the Road with Stone.
Whoa.
Just can't wait to get on the Road with Stone.
I gotta use the fucking toilet.
He's a road worker and check out his traffic code. Just can't wait to get on the Road with Stone.
Okay, now we're driving.
What do we think? That's fun. It's fun. Now,
really fun.
See, we're driving.
This is pretty fun.
We're moving our shirts up and doing them at truckers. Ooh, is that a hitchhiker?
We're having a good time in here. How about up there?
Yes, we're cruising. What is that?
Hold on, it's cops.
Hold on. I really think everyone needs to concentrate. I'm driving. I'm getting a little nervous.
Ah, yeah, scare masters too.
So what do we think? Did we like it?
I loved it.
That was good. A little jokey.
Well, it was jokey. Like this one. Like what happened with the frog parked in the no parking zone?
He got towed away like Toad? Because it's Toad.
Because Toad.
The word Toad.
Buckle up now. It's going to be a bumpy night. Toodles, love.
See you, Mr. Adams. Bye. Hey, you know what we should do? We should go to like a Burger King or something so Perry can take a crap and we make a Vine video. You know what? Before we do that, while we're driving over to the restaurant, maybe it's time for 60 Seconds with Perry. Go!
www.scaryperryskateboards.com. That's www.scaryperryskateboards.com. Order Scary Perry Skateboard Decks, $59.99. T-shirts, $39.99. Correct?
I don't know. You're the one that's ripping us off.
$29.99.
By the way, isn't that the T-shirt right there that you ripped off from Terrifying Tim?
The look. This is. I didn't rip it off.
That's exactly what he had on.
It was his.
You stole his T-shirt look.
I didn't steal his T-shirt.
That's his logo.
It was all over the place.
Taking the bones of a dead man.
It's no longer his now.
Yes, it is. It's his family. They kept that registration.
So what? Well, I got it now.
Go up against the Perpetic and Kennedy family.
That's a good move.
I mean, it's just as dumb as Devin Mole. Getting on
just
your bad
as dumb
side.
As you stealing my fucking.
I've never taken anything.
All right,
from you.
then Huey Craig the Third, who stole.
Hey, there's a Wendy's.
Wendy's.
There's an In-N-Out also. You want Wendy's or In-N-Out?
Wendy's is fine.
It's Wendy's right more than In-N-Out.
Yeah.
It's right in front of us.
Yo, In-N-Out's right there too. Which one do you want? I'm in the lane for In-N-Out.
Okay, I don't know. Go straight.
Is there a Starbucks forward?
It's right in front of us.
You want to get a coffee?
Starbucks knows bagel. I don't want no coffee. Well, I just need a toilet.
Well, you want to go to Wendy's?
Starbucks is nice.
You want to try Wendy's?
Yeah.
Starbucks is good for using the toilet.
Your attention, please. The van that you're seeing moving over is going in the right-hand lane. Don't you honk at me. Don't you honk at me.
Oh, it's got Fantastic Sam's. You get Scare Master haircut.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't think he needs a haircut.
It's called... Toilet, motherfucker!
That's your hair? You want to go to Taco Bell?
It's called a fucking fast food restaurant!
Are you what?
Just get me fucking home.
Lovely meal.
Get me my fucking car. Get me the fuck away from you fucking losers.
That's the second time you've quit today. We're not even...
Whatever! I'm not quitting the show because of who I am. I'm the best at what I do.
I don't think.
Get me a fucking toilet seat.
You want to go to the tobacco shop?
You want me to shit in the truck? I'll be doing more than happy to.
Okay, can I tell you one thing though? Think about how much you got to go boom before we go over the speed bump, okay? And it goes boom.
I forgot that was 60 seconds with Perry. Can you hook this into him?
Yeah,
Perry.
Should be
no!
Just
one of those
shut
seats in front of you has tape, a roll of tape that'll he could attach it to his shirt with.
And I don't trust you fucking people.
Here it is.
Because I'm afraid you're going to leave.
We're not going to leave. We got to do a show.
If you put the lava on, it's worth too much money to leave you.
Yeah,
put the microphone lava. Will guarantee you're not left.
Absolutely.
Give me that fucking microphone then.
He's putting them on.
Tape it to him.
God. Jesus. That's you're done!
Hard. Gotta get it on there. Make sure it's on there tight.
Let's go. Here. One more right this way.
No!
Just Perry, stop screaming. Be professional.
God damn.
Let's make sure that they can hear you first.
Check. Fuck.
You need more tape?
No, I don't need more tape.
Harry!
Pull it! With the fucking tape!
Alright. I will turn this video down right away.
Giving you 1 second.
Fuck with me again?
Yeah.
Pull it with the fucking tape! Sit down!
You bite me and I'll kill you.
Stop, both of you guys. Both of you guys.
Harry,
stop.
Sit down!
Ah, motherfucker! We're not going to Wendy's if you two don't suck behavior.
You want to go to the bathroom? Let me put this tape on you.
You're done putting tape on me!
You ever bite me again, I'm going to punch you in your fucking face.
You guys okay?
Rip my motherfucking shirt. Get out of the car.
How you doing, bud? How's your shoulder?
You gonna hop in?
Go ahead.
Well, we'll go there right now, and you can shake it out.
All right.
I don't know what happened, man. You kind of passed out. No one's saying a thing to him about what happened.
No, don't worry. I will. You gotta let him in, Harry.
Gotta let him in, Harry.
Gotta let him in.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's good.
Sorry about that. Sorry about a little while ago.
You can't bite me.
Can't attack me.
And nobody attacked you. I put tape on your shirt. That's what I did. You bit me.
You're the one who demanded that you go to a fast food men's room before you go to the show.
Shut up.
You did.
Did you not say, take me to a fast food men's room? I don't
take
care
me
which
to
one.
A.
I gotta get to a
I
men's
gotta
room.
Use the toilet.
Yeah,
gotta relieve
right,
some pressure.
Yeah.
Lights green.
Where?
Right now.
I can't
your
see.
Arrow. Your arrow. What go. Your left turn arrow.
Where?
God damn,
it's yellow. How am I supposed to go?
Stop right here.
You stop? Yeah, in the middle of traffic?
I don't know where we are.
We're at the studio.
Good. With no help from you, that's for sure.
Right turn here.
Where?
Right here! Where? Stop! You just passed it!
I don't know. Come on, man. You should have told me.
I just said right turn in there!
There you go. Why are you yelling?
So what do I do?
Who's wrong? Who's
turn
always
around.
The one that starts stuff?
Turn
Mo
around.
Mo made an innocent mistake.
I can't see if I turn around.
He made an innocent mistake.
Turn the
mistake.
Van around. Go in. Make a left
watch
in here.
How you handle it. Mo, can you just take a left right here, and then we're going to go back the opposite direction, because I believe we just missed the entranceway.
We got to do any more stuff for the podcast?
You know, before we say goodbye to you today, there's two things we got to catch up on. Two of the better things that we do. This first thing is where you get a chance to kind of pull the curtain back and see what Perry does and some of his lady conquests. It's time once again for Perry's Sexcapades.
All right. I mean, you're not going to yell at me? Thank you. This is...
Go!
Oh, Christ.
I just want you to read it.
Go! This was the.
You just
saying,
read it. He's not trying
about,
to get Scare Master. He wouldn't have yelled at it if you didn't say that, too.
Okay, thank you. This is
so
about when I met Jennifer
it,
Corbin.
Read about
at,
the. Oh, Jenny Corbin.
Why does that name sound familiar?
You showed me a picture of her on your camera one night.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
And I'm not going to go into that.
Yeah,
that photograph.
I remember. Fuck yeah.
I mean, you got lucky. As I feel very disturbed over, because I had. Anyway,
I got
the first
lucky.
Time I
so
met.
What happened with her?
I got lucky a couple times. Once on her back.
Anyway, the first time
and
I met
you
Jennifer
also got Corbin, lucky when you met Mary Jane.
Can I say this?
Can I fucking do my sex campaign?
Trying to say something
no?
Nice about Mary
Let me
Jane.
Just finish what I'm saying. I think that Mary Jane might be the sweetest, the best thing that ever came into my life, and there's no joke about that. She helps me in every aspect of my life, and there is nobody better.
That's really nice.
And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, Mary Jane.
Scare Master, what do you think of that?
Can you say something nice to Mary Jane?
Yeah, Mary Jane's a nice girl.
What do you mean by that?
We're not talking about Mary Jane!
Okay, back to you.
Can I read this whole thing through, or am I going to get fucked with?
Why do you got to have such a bad attitude?
Yes. Because I'm always fucked with.
You're not fucked
with. The first time I met Jennifer Corbin and...
Should I try to steal the van again?
Should I try to steal the van again? You sit the fuck there and not move.
Yes, I think you should.
And the future I saw with her...
Maybe dream more.
You know what? I'm done. Fuck it. I'm done. No, because he's all they know how to do. All they know
that's
how to do.
That's not all I know how to do.
Yeah,
I know how to do a lot of things. That's not
fuck
true.
Fuck with me and fuck with
that's
me.
I know
how to do
true.
What the Huck.
No
Spanish.
Fucking life. Fuck with me. Fuck with me.
By the way, speaking of What the Huck, it's the finest in Thai cuisine. Christ. It's What the
no,
Huck.
No, we're not talking about What the Huck. We're supposed to be talking about my sexcapades.
3-2-3-6-4-7-9-5-2.
I think we've
I'm done.
Said the number enough. I think you know where we're talking about.
That's I'm done.
What the Huck for the finest in Thai cuisine. Once again, that's 323-654-7952. What's the number, Perry?
323-654-7952. That's What the Huck. So I'm done with sex campaigns.
Mall? Where?
3-2-3-6-4-7-9-5-2.
Are you done with sex campaigns?
No, I didn't
finish
start it.
Finish it.
And
we
you guys are going to talk behind me.
No, we're
so
not.
Why should I even say a word?
Go ahead. Just finish it.
Love it, Perry.
Yeah.
They really do dig
well, you know what? The night that I met Jennifer Corbin at the Coconut Teaser back in, I believe it was 1999, anywho. When she later...
What is the Coconut Teaser? Is that a restaurant?
No, it's a bar.
It was a nightclub.
Really cool
on,
bar.
On Laurel Canyon and Sunset.
Some of Hollywood
it's now
went there.
Coconut Teaser. And then what did it turn into after that?
Was
it
XIT?
XIT. But what was it before Coconut Teaser?
Done.
Come on, just read the fucking sex
campaign. I'm asking about coconuts. Keep teasing coconuts.
Well, you know what? You don't ask shit until I'm done.
Okay.
Okay? All right. The first time I met...
Are you done?
The first time I met Jennifer Corbin and the future I saw...
At the Coco place.
Shut up!
You said that part, dude.
When Jennifer Corbin and I are you gonna open your mouth again?
I don't know, I can't.
You
really
gonna
tell
fuck
you.
With me?
I can't tell you.
When I first met her at the Coconut Teaser, I saw a future. I thought I saw a future with her. When we first met, because
was she a
when
Corona
she smiled,
girl? Was she a Corona girl?
Yes, she
was the girl of your dreams.
She was like.
Did she have piercing blue eyes?
And then came Satan the devil, aka Don Barris, to fuck my relationship up with her, all because he saw that I was happy when I was talking about her, and happy when I was around her, and he just
if
didn't
it means
like
anything, if it means anything, she wanted nothing to do with you.
It means anything,
all right,
she's
was
a
that
friend.
Your sexcapades?
Yep.
All right. Maybe it's time we do something that's the best thing that we do here on this podcast. It's time, once again, for a little thing we like to call Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
If you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the show. So this is where Mole will come up with some sort of scenario. I never know what it's going to be. And I don't think going to the show, Mole knows what it's going to be. So it might be something that happens on the show. It might be something about pop culture. Who knows where it comes from? But then what Mole will do, he will cast a scene. He will then direct a scene. What we don't know is, Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Okay, everybody, on today's Mole Play, we take you way back in time to back when there were CBs and Scaremaster was being trained in the morning by his new boxing trainers, Dan and Scaremaster and Mole. But
what?
Dan goes over to his house to wake him up,
God.
To tell him he's got to wake up. But he's also on the CB. Dan, you play Scaremaster on the CB.
Right.
And Scaremaster, you play Burgess Meredith. Who's going to train Scaremaster to be tough like Rocky. But do it on the CB. Mole Play.
I know that you still don't miss my words, wake up my own sons, but I love them sons. I want Jennifer Corbin back. Over.
Get Do you know what's going on? Why are you acting so irate?
It's 5 in the morning! That's why! Fuck you! Over!
Hey, you know you should be at the gym at 4:30.
I can't get up! Who the fuck do you think you are? I'm gonna take off my shorts in front of everybody! Over!
4:30 a.m. at the gym. What's your fucking problem? Sleep in.
You gotta wake him up.
Wake up!
You gotta wake him up. Burgess Meredith, wake him up. Physically wake him up.
Wake up! Wake up!
Rub his head a little bit. Rub his head. Get him.
Wake up!
No, like, rub his cheek. Rub his cheek.
Wake up gently.
What are you doing to me? What are you touching me for? Don't touch me ever again! Over!
Hey, that was mole play.
Mole play. Let's play mole play. Mole play. Let's play mole play.
Hey, how about we wrap the show up, Dan?
Well, you know, what a day we've had. There's been good and there's been bad, right, yeah. Perry? What was the best part of today?
There isn't a best part. There's never a best part when I'm with you guys.
What's the worst part?
Look at what this fucking guy's doing to me.
What anyway, did I do?
If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, I'm at
simply.fun. Dan!
It's the real Malinsky at Twitter.
Oh my God.
On Twitter. I'm also at simplydon1 on.
Where did you place, Dan? Did I pass it?
I don't remember.
Scaremaster, a little help, buddy.
You passed it.
Okay, well, tell me this
simply,
stuff, man.
simplydon1. Also, I'm on Instagram. And of course, Don Barris on Vine and on Facebook. Where are you?
ScaryPerry818 on Twitter.
And then what
Perry
about
F.
Caravella? That's
KARVERQLMML. Perry.Caravello.9 on Facebook.
Well, catch us next week on the Big Three Podcast. Hey, I'm at the Comedy Store every night. Come and see me.
You want to go to the Comedy Store?
You do that again, I'm going to fucking jump.
Monday night, I'm at the Ding Dong Show. Don't forget about that. That's a Death Squad taping for the Death Squad podcast. So put it there, guys. Here we go. Big.
Don't make me miss the turn.
Big. Goodbye.
No.